Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 150. That's an important number because it's halfway to 200 and halfway after 100. It's like we mathed the middle. What? Yeah. But more importantly, we got anime problems, mate. Anime is a real problem. No, listen. You know how Crunchyroll bought Funimation? Yeah. Well, Funimation released a slew of anime series on physical media, and now they're discontinuing production of numerous titles. Poor K! The biggest lines rumored to be hit are the essential line and the save line of animes, both being the most reasonably priced releases for series. So, a bunch of old anime is going out of print? Yes, that's right! I don't see what the problem is. It's like you never heard of the internet. You don't realize, right? It's yet another bit of anime history leaving physical media. You know, think about it, right? Think about what that means. Say they put these series on a streaming service. Then they have to edit them or alter them, and before you know it, you won't have access to unedited anime anymore. Yeah, well, I guess people make more money from perpetual views than one single purchase.
Ahem. It depends on the medium. According to recent figures, it is estimated that a musician on Spotify gets approximately $1 per 200 plays on Spotify.
Well, that's trash! Wow. So artists make more money selling a physical album than they do on Spotify?
In almost all cases. Yes.
Wait, so I need 200 people to play a single song on Spotify to make a dollar?
These are estimates based on 2021 royalty calculators.
God. No wonder artists are poor. Wow. But, all right. Listen, anime! There was game news and awards we should cover, because it's good to word about it.
Oh, God. All right, yeah. The short of it is, if you like anime and were eyeing one of those essential or save collections from Funimation, pick them up while you can, because they're supposedly going out of print. Which means people are going to charge an arm and a leg for old releases now.
Game awards!
Yes. The Game Awards were uneventfully boring AF. God, I mean, acceptance speeches went on way too long, tons of awards were basically glossed over, and all the world premieres were pretty lackluster, as new IPs go. It was just a bunch of standard pew-pew mechanics, platformers, and even less exposure for indies than usual. Oh, yeah, and that Clinton kid.
Well, there is that game Judas, right? Which is made by the same people that did Bioshock, right? So that's something to look into. Also, a Bayonetta Origins game was announced, but it looks like it's made for children. And a new Armored Core game from Software,
which I generally don't care about, because the only game that was showcased that I'm actually interested in is Hellboy Web of Word, okay? Whose art style is essentially a living Mike Mignola comic.
You do like when games get those styles right, don't you? Like that Dragon Ball Z game that looked like you were playing an anime right out of the 90s.
Yeah, when it comes to comics, animes, mangas, or whatever, making the jump to games, it's kind of important to me that it doesn't look like crap. I mean, gameplay isn't trash, but whatever. Other games that were announced, Death Stranding 2, for those who think that needs to be a thing, Hades 2, and a somewhat unique-looking puzzler called Viewfinder.
Looks like trippy fun!
Other than that, yo, I am not going to waste everyone's time retreading samey game mechanics for new games I don't care about. Some BS Fortnite crap is happening, crossovers, all that.
Speaking of Fortnite, Canada ruled that people can now sue game companies for creating gaming addictions.
What?
That's right, it happened in Canada recently. Some parent sued to try to sue a company because, you know, their child got unruly when playing Fortnite. You know, they weren't bathing or eating or anything like that.
Well, wouldn't a good parent say, bruh, bathe?
Well, I mean, you know, I'll suppose a good parent would, but apparently this parent let their child continuously play without bathing or eating for days, allegedly.
So, the...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Parent has to sue a company because they can't parent? Well, they did claim, right, that when they tried to limit their gaming, you know, on the PC and whatnot, that the child became unruly. Like any child would when you ask them to do something they don't want to do? Well, yes. So, essentially, if I took a toy away from a baby and it started crying, can I sue the toy maker now? I would love to do that because I get so angry when somebody takes a Chewy's cheese crunchy from me. I'll sue ya! I'll sue all of you! Okay. So I guess in Canada, bad parenting is now grounds to sue someone else for being irresponsible, allegedly. You know, and all thought you blokes in America were mad, you know? Well, alright, in parenting defense, I would say there are games that quite literally try to hack the player's mind by manipulating that reward dopamine kind of psychology. So, there is that. But hey, as a parent, you might want to research the games your kids are playing and talk to them about it. My God, you know, you probably spent more time talking to a lawyer than you have your child, okay? Because really, you don't care. You just want to sue a company that has money. And I'm not anyone who's going to sit around and defend a large gaming company. But if you're a parent, that means responsibility. That means keeping an eye on your kid. And if your kid gets out of line, you, as a responsible parent, should be able to handle that. If you can't, then parenting may not be for you, okay? Drop them off at an orphanage, I guess. What the hell? But who cares? Stupid. My God, what a world to live in. I'm gonna sue a game company because my child likes to play them. That's the whole point of games, is to be enjoyable. Yes, well, but speaking of games, Final Fantasy 16 had another trailer. Pass. Among Us had a hide-and-seek mode revealed. Alright, that kind of looks fun, but it may not be fun enough to sue somebody over. So, whatever. But, honestly, look, when it came to the awards, the majority of them went to Sony, Disney, Warner Brothers, and Nintendo. So, yeah, gaming might be a different medium, but the business behind it is the same, okay? Large companies patting themselves on the back and getting recognition for all the hard work of the creative teams underneath them. You know, it amazes me that you can enjoy anything in life. Yeah, it's few and far between. But hey, Hellboy! Come on, we need a good Hellboy game. We haven't had one since the 360, and even that was kind of lackluster. But all the world premieres! Dude, all the world premieres that they showed? Yo, DLC shouldn't get a world premiere. Add-ons shouldn't get a world premiere. A new skin for your game shouldn't get a world premiere. And a recut CGI trailer for a game I've already seen a trailer for isn't a world premiere. It's wasting my time, okay? It's like most of this stuff was just CGI trailers for games not coming out for 6 to 12 months. I don't care unless it's released. It's just more crap for the hype news cycle, you know? Let IGN cover it. Oh, mate, bunch of blokes at IGN got fired literally on the day of the Game Awards. Seriously? Yeah, they cleaned house, loads of people out of work. You know, that's typical, you know? But hey, like I said, different medium, same business practices, all right? Look at this, right around the holidays. You know how easy it is to get a job right before the holidays? Not very. Good job, IGN. You know what? Just everybody, support indies. I'm tired of this major media AAA crap. Does Indies Anna Jones count? No, Indies Anna Jones isn't an indie. All right, it's quite literally owned by Disney. Ow. Ow! Josie?
What?
Any input on the gaming awards?
None. I don't really care, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, still, that Lollipop Chainsaw remake, is something to look forward to, right? Hellboy, and that American McGee's Alice game that is probably vaporware at this point.
and a COD game which we have not touched since we finished the alpha.
Yeah, we put that on the back burner. 70 cards are done. We just have to print out a test deck, write out some rules, tweak things a bit, and it's basically done for the most part.
Then we just have to learn how to make a game and do that, and then get nominated for a Game Award. Win Game of the Year so we can have some silly child ruin our award acceptance speech by talking about Bill Clinton.
Yeah, for those who don't know, some weird little kid, right, he got up on stage, right, went from software, you know, won the award for Game of the Year for, you know, Elden Ring, and it's this little bloke, he comes up there, just saunters on stage with the rest of the people there, right, and he gets on the mic and thanks Bill Clinton, of all people. Like, how did he just get in there?
Yeah, good job, Jeff. Might want to hire security next year.
What a joke. Anyway, we're out. Thanks for supporting us through this, our 150th podcast, which we still do not get paid for by any platforms it is available on.
I am not sure if that is an accomplishment or just sad.
A little bit of both.
My tooth, however, is half-fixed, for those wondering.
Who half-fixes a tooth?
Well, it was kind of bad, so it had to be fixed in stages.
Yeah, needed a crown, he did.
A crown? That's not in the budget! Stop grinding your teeth! Well, stop stressing me out!
You do put a lot of stress vibes up in the office, you know. Truth be told, shut up!
Later, everyone. Thanks for helping out. So this one can get a new tooth to grind down to dust.
But I do appreciate being able to eat food harder than a marshmallow, and I thank you all for that.
Just get robot teeth made of metal.
You have no idea how the physical body works, do you?
I know enough to make it die.
Wow, I got dark. Hey, I'm fine with that.
Later, everyone. Do something fun this week. Holidays approaching, all that fun stuff. Try not to stress out. You're only gonna grind your teeth.
Ha! Yeah, that was a dig about me! If you're gonna dig, at least use a shovel.
Yeah. Alright, grab the shovel.
Yeah.